Good morning. My name is Noé Juárez. I am one of the adjunct professors here. I teach the class, The Church and Social Change, along with Dan German during the week program. And this will be my second year teaching that class, and I'm really appreciative and honored to be working here at the seminary, and also appreciative for being here and sharing a word. I also bring you greetings from Highland Presbyterian Church, where I am the Associate Pastor for Mission and Family Ministries. So thank you again for letting me be here. I have a few thoughts regarding this Bible text, and I hope you'll find encouraging. When I was preparing for this message, which is about healing and about prayer, a song that I learned as a child kept coming back to my mind. And since I did not rehearse with the musicians, I'm not going to sing with you. But I will quote the translation into English. And anybody who speaks Spanish here? So maybe I can read a little bit of Spanish. Okay, so I'll read a little bit of Spanish. So these are the lyrics of a Christian song that I grew up listening to. And I remember my mom singing and in the church and so forth. Some of the words says, "Cuanto más desalentado, busco más a mi Señor. Hay momentos que mi alma siente ya desfallecer. Pero luego, luego pienso, en tus manos voy, Señor. Cuanto más enfermo estoy, Dios quita mi dolor y me pone la salud a mi humano corazón." So the translation is as follows. "When I'm discouraged, I seek the Lord. There are times when my soul feels like fainting. But I remember, I am in your hands, O Lord. When I am sick, the Lord takes away my pain and makes the aching of my heart healthy again." Would you like to hear how it sounds? Maybe next time I'll bring my guitar and sing it to you. But it sounds more like a Mexican, Peruvian kind of tune, so I'll leave that for the future. But the point of this song is about the idea of God being a spiritual physician, a spiritual doctor. In fact, the name of the song, it's Mi Doctor Celestial, my heavenly physician, my heavenly doctor. And as I was thinking about this Bible verse of James chapter 5, I think this song summarizes the message of it. It is through prayer, it is through community, it is through forgiveness and reconciliation that healing happens. The specific Bible verse that I would like to invite you to think is verse 16, when it says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed." I don't know if you have really thought about this, but the more I read this, it seems to me that it's talking about that the physical healing and the emotional healing is connected to our relationships, the way we interact with our family, with our classmates, with our professors, with our students, and perhaps the way we interact in the broader community, in the city, on Facebook, or with our friends, and so forth. So how is your relationship with each other right now? Is there anything that you would like to say to your girlfriend or boyfriend? Is there any forgiveness or reconciliation that needs to happen with your spouse, with your relative, with your friend? Is there anything that you would like to confess and ask for forgiveness or forgive the other person? I will go further in this thought by saying that also in seminary training, there's other kinds of healing and forgiveness that needs to happen, which is what I call a theological healing. What I mean is that when we go through seminary studies or theological studies, at least in my experience, we struggle with different points of view. I remember when I was in seminary a few years ago, I struggled with what I learned in Peru in the Presbyterian Church about different topics: ordination of women, interpretation of the scripture, and so forth. I remember struggling and saying, but with these new learnings at the PCUSA seminary, at Union Presbyterian Seminary, I had these conflicts, I had these struggles, and trying to find how am I supposed to believe what I believe now that I know these other learnings. So I don't know if you students or professors have those kind of experiences in your journey. And a kind of a reconciliation had to happen in my heart and my soul, which was to integrate and to celebrate what I learned growing up in Peru, and to integrate that in my own life. At the same time, I had to integrate and reconcile with the new learnings and somehow find a happy medium. My hunch is that you, as a seminary student, how many seminary students are here? So there's a good group of seminary students, so I hope this is encouraging to you. My hunch is that you, as a seminary student, are also going through similar struggles. I encourage you to keep wrestling with those voices in your heart. Some might be a little bit more conservative voice, some might be more progressive. What are you learning in your classes might be helping you see the world or see life in a different way or see the Bible in a different way. But I encourage you to be gracious to yourself. Share your thoughts and feelings among yourselves in prayer. Maybe you could do some journaling. Or maybe you can find some safe place with your friends or your close friends or classmates where you can actually process this out loud so that you can find some theological healing. Because I think that's what verse 16 is saying. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you might be healed. When there are conflicts in our lives, whether it's within ourselves or whether with others, that can actually affect us physically too. So I think it's important to be aware of this kind of healing. Matthew 9:35 says that Jesus went through all towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the gospel, and healing every disease. To me, this Bible verse means that Jesus is always seeing you in community. Jesus is interested in your emotional life, your physical life, your intellectual life, but also in community. In Mark chapter 2, there's a story that is fascinating when a person with physical needs was brought to be healed. Jesus, before healing that person, said, "My son, your sins are forgiven." New Testament scholars have written so many papers on this, trying to figure out what is going on here. Why is that Jesus forgives the sin first and then heals? And then it says, "Get up, take your mat, and walk." But I think when we connect with James chapter 5, what's going on here is that Jesus is interested in the physical healing as much as also on the spiritual healing of this person. Therefore, we could say that the physical healing that happens in prayer and through the miracles and through the experience that we go through, physicians and doctors and counselors and so forth, is also connected to our spiritual and emotional healing. I will finish by saying that in the New Testament, there are three words that are used with the word healing. The first one is connected to any Greek students here? Let me see. Greek students? There you go, Greek. The first one is sozo, that is connected to salvation, redemption. Then there is the word therapuo, where the word therapy comes from. And then James is using the word iomai, which is an instant, miraculous healing. And I think what's happening in this Bible verse is that through prayer, there seems to be an instant, miraculous healing. But also, if we read through the whole New Testament, we are seeing that that healing is more complete, more comprehensive. That goes through a therapeutic healing, through also salvation healing, which is our deep connection with God. So as you think of healing, and as you think of reconciliation and forgiveness, I pray that you will encounter, and you'll continue seeking that healing that is emotional, physical, but also communal. Our nation is in a deep need of communal healing. We're called to listen to each other, perhaps more than talking or giving our opinions. We are called to be agents of healing and reconciliation. Our individual soul needs the healing of God, but also our communal soul, as a community, as a country, as churches, nations, seminaries, we need the healing of God. God wants to restore your soul, but also your relationships. God wants to integrate and heal your theological struggles so that at the end of your theological training, you could integrate and you can celebrate all parts of who you are and all your learnings. And of course, find yourself as the beloved and the forgiven children of God. In this communion table, God offers us the healing and forgiveness that we all long for. In the Lord's Prayer, we repeat, "Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors." And in some traditions, we say, "Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Because this is a very important part of our Christian life. So let us all reflect and receive the forgiveness of God and Jesus Christ, but let us also forgive each other. If there is something in our souls, in our relationships, that needs to be forgiven, my prayer is that this message will invite you to do so. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.